This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Good vibes, baby.
Afternoons on the Score.
Turn the page Wednesday. Look ahead Wednesday. Turn the page Wednesday.
I don't know when I turn the page.
What we feel like is a great opportunity to turn the page.
We just haven't been able to, like, turn the page.
If that's what you have to do, you gotta turn the page.
I think now we all can move on.
We're gonna take the North and never give it back.
There I go.
Every Wednesday, we have processed the last game in the football season. We move on to the next. The Rams come in here, Lawrence Holmes, 27th in rushing offense, 9th in passing offense, 19th overall. Matthew Stafford, 15th in quarterback rating with a 92.6, but we know that guy. He can beat any defense on any day with any throw in the book. No Puka Nacua. He's on injured reserve. No Cooper Kupp again this week. That made official today. Their most targeted wide receivers are Tutu Atwell, DeMarcus Robinson, and Tyler Johnson. And still Matthew Stafford can get it done. As far as the defense, they're dead last in yards allowed. 28th in rushing yards. They're super excited to get the Bears' run game. That's the way that the Rams are looking ahead to this week. Like, oh, we're going to get healthy as a run defense because the Bears are 31st in rushing yards and 31st in yards per carry. One other thing about that Rams defensive line, though, is that they can get to the quarterback. 27 pressures of Brock Purdy. Gone is Aaron Donald. They've got Jared Verse, powerful off the edge. Braden Fisk up the gut. Kobe Turner, Byron Young. Brian Baldinger said yesterday that he thinks the Rams' young defensive line might be the best young defensive line in football. So, young and interesting group to check out for the Bears this coming Sunday.
They are coming off of a game where they were down 14, having only had three offensive snaps. They were down 10 in the fourth quarter.
Wow.
And they rally to beat the 49ers.
Second down and goal from the four. Stafford making an adjustment. Play clock at six. He's back in position in the shotgun. Atwell in motion out the right side. They run the delay up the middle. Kyren Williams in for his third touchdown. Diving straight ahead for a hat trick. And the Rams have tied it up from down 14-0, from down 21-7, from down 24-17. They've tied it up.
They tied it up and they won. 27-24 was the final. They've had a lot of injuries guard to guard. Their tackles have still been healthy and did a great job of protecting Matthew Stafford last week. There's something specific that I wanted to tell you about that I think that you will get a kick out of because of some of the discussions that we've been having about the Bears this week. Under Sean McVay and this season in the first two games that the Rams played, the Rams were in 11 personnel. So three wide receivers.
One tight end.
100% of the time. Okay?
Wow.
But then you end up with injuries to Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp. McVay and Stafford went into that and adapted. They played out of mostly 12 personnel.
Two tight ends.
In this particular game, and they said, screw it. We're going to take it to the 49ers. And then Stafford came up with a bunch of big plays. Their run game was a robust in this one. But the adaptability of a coach to go, yeah, I know that this is the way that I primarily like to win. We can't do that because we don't have the personnel that we need to do what we ordinarily do. Let's flip it on its head. Let's do something that they're not expecting us to do.
It's football, mister.
That's why I think Sean McVay is an incredible coach.
I agree. And just because you're on his tree doesn't mean you know what the hell you are doing. We'll hope for that kind of adaptability from Shane Waldron. Tomorrow on this show, you're going to hear some great, great stuff from Sean McVay that Lawrence has dug up and turned us on to. Cannot wait to hear that tomorrow.
We got to get ready for these guys now. They got a hell of a young coach. He's an offensive-minded guy. He's coming here to wreck your ass.
Okay.
It's John Gruden from his new website, somebodypleasepaymetotalkfootball.com.
Or coach football. That's what he really wants.
Either one. Either one would be fine. I'll coach it or talk it.
So we're going to have a lot of fun with that. It's what I like to call sexy football. And Sean McVay is great at doing like the sexy football thing. But I just love like watching that game. You go, wow, this is – you think that it's not the way that Sean McVay gets down yeah. offensively. But what he keeps showing you is that he's got a lot of versatility from where he can draw from to make his offense work.
The NFC North. You wanted to check in with the North, didn't you, Mr.
Yes,
Holmes?
Very much so.
Bears are in last place. They're 1-2. Two other teams are 2-1. And, of course, the Vikings, like everybody thought, are undefeated atop the standings.
Sam Darnold is doing great. He's got 8 touchdowns with only 2 interceptions. He's got a 117.3 passer rating. Sam Darnold, left for dead Sam Darnold has got that. So let's hear from his head coach, Kevin O'Connell, who I think is really good and has done an incredible job of working with his QB.
So much of my evaluation of Sam and just my overall kind of, you know, plan bringing him here was based on seeing the physical talent, seeing the athletic ability, seeing the arm talent, and him making some really impressive throws, and then trying to evaluate what was the why behind either a mistake that was made, what was the situation of the game, was he being asked to do too much, you know, or was he just trying to, you know, stay competitive in some football games there by making some throws. It all comes back to Sam here. Being totally present and worrying about his job here within our offense, which has been much more than just managing the game, which he's done a very nice job of. It's been much more than just handling adversity and moving on to the next snap. It's been, you know, being really impressive throwing the ball, hitting open guys, playing with great rhythm. You know, his technique and fundamentals that we've stressed since he got here have shown up in games.
So, I mean, all these offensive coordinators are always looking for the why. I miss the New City Y. I used to play a lot of ball there.
The whys?
Yeah, everybody's always looking for the whys.
If you're paying attention in the city, you can see the municipal Y in a lot of different places.
You can?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Shane, you know about the municipal Y.
It's everywhere.
It's basically how the river is branched.
The whys.
It's on, like, all the light poles,
yeah.
And you can see it everywhere.
Okay.
The municipal Y.
I didn't know that.
If you were looking,
it's a very fun thing.
If you were looking for the Y,
is it kind of like the Schlitz globe that's on a few different bars?
It's so weird because it's literally exactly like that. Yeah.
It is, right?
Yeah, or like the old style sign or the ham sign that you see everywhere. You see the Y and how the river is formed everywhere in the city.
Yeah, yeah.
And now you will see it everywhere that you're thinking about
or
it.
Or like if you're looking at a Milwaukee Brewers cap and then you see the MB.
Oh,
for
right,
the first
I know.
Time.
No, yeah, right. That first time you see it.
You're like, oh, that's why that's like that.
Yeah. My first time for the NB, I wasn't until I was like 23. And people said I was a late bloomer, but I found it.
Or it's like when you're looking at the Bulls logo and you flip it up and it's somebody reading the Torah.
Yes,
right?
That's exactly what it looks like, too. It absolutely. The Vikings are taking on the Packers this week. It's a noon Sunday kick. They are preparing, the Vikings are preparing for both quarterbacks, whether it's Malik Willis or Jordan Love. But whatever they have gotten already out of Malik Willis is pretty great, and it lets you know that LaFleur knows what he's doing.
maybe a change of scenery can be good for some guys. And I just cannot articulate the job that he's done in the short period of time. People can't fathom it. I promise you. You guys don't get it. I know you think you got it, but you don't get it. What he's been able to do is I've never seen something like this. So hats off to him. Hats off to everybody around him. Guys rallying, having his back. You know, I think Tom Clements does a great job, and it wouldn't, you know, I'd be remiss to say Connor Lewis and Sean Mannion, just the help they've given him, the support. Jordan Love's been instrumental as well, just giving him the tips and hanging right by his side and helping him out all along the way.
Man,
why are all the old football guys telling us we don't know what we're talking about?
I think we get it.
I mean, they're right.
I want to tell Matt LaFleur that we get it. We do. He doesn't think we do. Don't get it. You may say you get it.
I think we get it.
I don't think we do. I think we probably don't.
So 3-0 Vikings taking on 2-1 Packers. The 2-1 Lions this week are going to take on Seattle on Monday Night Football in Detroit. I don't know if people have been paying attention, but Aiden Hutchinson, 6.5 sacks and a forced fumble. That guy's terrifying.
And he's pressuring people even when he's not finishing. He's changing plays constantly on that team.
Yeah, he's been real damn good. So there, now we have turned the page a little bit,
yep.
And we have taken a look at the NFC North, which I think is important for us to do every week.
We'll do that together every Wednesday right here on this show.
When we come back, though, we do have to go back to talking a little bit about your Chicago Bears.
I turned the page, Lawrence!
Guess what? We're turning it back next on The Score.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join MIDI.com.